As Barack Obama's transition team looks at foreign policy, the Israelis and Palestinians are part of a troubled region that looms large. There's the war in Iraq and the questions surrounding Iran's nuclear program. And there's a lot of talk about the need for a more comprehensive approach to the region, which would take some serious diplomatic legwork, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
If you look across the Middle East, there are many troubles facing the president-elect. Many experts see one issue at the core, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The politics may not look right for a peace deal, with elections set for February in Israel, and the Palestinians so divided they can't agree on when to hold elections. And there are growing doubts that a viable Palestinian state can emerge to live side by side in peace with Israel. President Carter's national security advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, says the U.S. will have to act quickly.
We may miss this year the last chance of a two-state solution. The two-state solution is beginning to run out of room for implementation. And a presidential involvement here and a clear involvement by the United States is essential.
There are many others looking for U.S. leadership in this area. The Europeans have put the Middle East peace process at the top of their wish list for a new U.S. foreign policy approach. The EU's ambassador here in Washington, John Bruton, wants the U.S. to take a hard look at the Israeli settlement expansion in the West Bank.
Things can be done and need to be done quickly. And Israeli public opinion, which also is having its own election in the near future, needs to know that there's an administration in Washington that wants the two-state solution to work, not in theory, but in practice and soon.
Gaza is another trouble spot. Israel sealed it off when the militant group Hamas seized control of the territory from the faction loyal to Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Karen Abu Zaid, who runs the UN agency that helps Palestinian refugees, is worried about the deteriorating humanitarian situation, which could further radicalize the Palestinian population.
The first thing that we'd like to see is that there's some opening of the borders in Gaza and opening of the access points in the West Bank so that the Palestinians can get back to taking care of themselves, which they're quite capable of doing if they have open borders, free access, people and goods can move in and out of the territory and around.
At the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, David Makovsky says the incoming Obama administration will also probably want to facilitate talks between Israel and Syria, now an ally of Iran in the region.
I see the approach to be somewhat like Henry Kissinger did with the Egyptians in the 1970s. Namely, Kissinger was very skillful in prying Egypt away from the Soviet orbit. Can an Obama administration do anything comparable with a willing Israeli government in trying to pry Syria away from the Iranian orbit?
Former Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Nicholas Burns warns that Iran is a major threat, not just because of its nuclear ambitions, but also for its support of terrorist groups and its overall influence in the region.
Iran has influence in Iraq as well as in Afghanistan. It sometimes uses it against American interests. So I think Iran will be the greatest danger and the greatest problem for the new administration, and it's going to have to be dealt with at a very early stage.
Burns says the best course is broad negotiations with Iran, not just the limited contacts the U.S. has had with Iranian officials over Iraq and Afghanistan.
And to try to offer them a bigger negotiation, perhaps an unconditional negotiation, so that we might have a chance to sit down with them for the first time on a meaningful basis in 30 years.
Because you never got a chance to sit down with any Iranians during your time.
No, I didn't. I was the point person for the administration on Iran and did not have the opportunity to meet Iranian officials. That wasn't our policy. Our policy was not to meet them until they fulfilled a condition of suspending their nuclear research.
Now that condition may be dropped. EU Ambassador Bruton is looking forward to a new U.S. approach on Iran.
President Obama's approach here would be very helpful and will be seen as very helpful to either getting the Iranians to move in the direction we want them to move, in other words, abandoning their nuclear program, or at least fully demonstrating that they're not in good faith.
Either way, it will help if the Obama administration can show others it's seriously looking for peaceful ways to deal with Iran. Those talks, the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, a potential Israeli-Syrian track, and helping Iraq as U.S. troops withdraw, will all require the administration's full attention, somehow. And in the Middle East, one can never rule out surprises, so the president-elect will likely have to think about some high-level envoys to help out. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.